أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فطوعت له نفسه قتل أخيه فقتله فأصبح من الخاسرين. In the previous ayats we read where Qabil was not happy getting married to the sister of Habil. He wanted to marry his own sister who was more prettier. And the Adam alayhi salatu wasalam advised him and then finally told him to both of them must present their qurbani to Allah Ta'ala. Whose will be accepted and whose will be rejected, he will know that he is in the wrong. Qabil's qurbani was rejected and he was in the wrong, but he still did not want to listen, and now he became determined to kill his brother Qabil. So Qabil then advised him, and that is the ayah that we read yesterday, and he in various ways, in a good way, he advised him not to do this act, and he did not defend himself, and the details of that was also given, that when is it permissible to defend oneself, when is it preferable not to defend oneself. And the story of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who also did not defend himself. And according to tafsir, Hazrat Maulana Idris Kandelvi rahmatullah alayh, that the first person to make amal on this ayat in the ummah was Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where according to the advice of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he did not give up his khilafat also, and he did not defend himself either, neither did he tell his followers to defend him. And he chose martyrdom to become a shaheed. And as explained in the kitab, that is the actual thing what a Muslim should cherish, that to become a martyr, not to keep on living in this world, but to become a martyr in the path of Allah Ta'ala. With regard to that, Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away on his bed at home. And he said that make an announcement to the people of the world, all the cowards of the world who are frightened to go out in jihad, that mort will find you on its place. I went so many times out in jihad, and my object was not to win the battle or anything, but my object was to become a martyr, to become a shaheed. And today mort is finding me here on my bed at home. Anyway, so فَطَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ پھر اس کو راضی کیا اس کے نفس نے. Then Qabil, his nafs prepared him and he was determined to kill his brother. نَفْسُهُ قَتْلَ أَخِيهِ نفس نے خون پر اپنے بھائی کے. His own nafs prepared him that he should take the life of his brother. And then he went ahead فَقَتَلَهُ پھر اس کو مار ڈالا. Eventually he killed him. And this is that when a nafs of a person overtakes him, he doesn't think of consequences. He just does what he wants to do at that moment, at that time. And he doesn't think of the consequences. And this is that what he did. Now when he did it, فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ سو ہو گیا نقصان اٹھانے والوں میں. And then he became one who suffered great loss. Loss in this world, that he lost his brother. His only family relationship he had at that time, besides his parents, was his brother. And he lost his brother. The second was that for what we are commanded to keep family ties. He did opposite to that. Not maintaining family ties, not breaking family ties, but completely destroying the family, his brother. And he suffered all the consequences here. In the akhirat he suffered the anger and wrath of Allah Ta'ala. And it narrated in a hadith that whoever murders anyone in the world, then a part of that sin is upon Qabil also. Because he was the first one who initiated this, so he collects all that sin. So how many murders take place in the world? And he is collecting all that sin all the time. So there are great, great lessons for us to learn from these ayat. And we should also protect ourselves in every way from the disobedience of Allah, transgressing and breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all proper understanding and to abide way of to the Quran Sharif. We can see every one ayat, part of an ayat, has got great relationship towards our lives. And we must try and bring the correct teachings of the Quran Sharif in our lives. That is the only thing that will give us felicity, success, goodness in this world also, in Akhirah also. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.